Hello, Steve?
Yes.
Hi, Steve. You have a company that you've actually acquired using the types of methods that we promote and employ. And what I'd like you to do is you're talking to people who are considering buying companies that are having financial problems or to owners of businesses that are having financial problems. And what we want to do is just share some thoughts with them as to how these methods work, how they've worked for you, how you've been able to employ them, and why you feel they're beneficial as opposed to the other alternatives that might be available. So maybe you could just start by telling a little bit about the company that you bought and then get into the types of methods that you used and how things went for you.
Okay. Well, the recent company that I purchased was in the construction business, manufacturing structural wood components for the construction business. That was experiencing a lot of debt problems in addition to negative cash flow and negative earnings. So the acquisition of the company was conducted by a purchase, generally a purchase of the assets of the business from the existing bank, who was secured against all the assets of the business.
Why did you purchase the assets versus just buying the company or buying the stock of the business?
Well, because if you bought the stock of the business, you'd have to assume all of the debt. And if you bought the assets from the company directly, the company would have a problem in divesting the assets of the debt or liens or judgments that were at that time were taken by creditors.
Okay, so just by the one thought of buying the assets versus stock, you've saved yourself a considerable amount of liability. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably about $700,000-$800,000.
That's considerable. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And were there taxes involved, a tax liability?
There was tax liability in the old company owed to the IRS and to the state Department of Revenue in this case.
Okay, and by setting up the new corporation, of course, the new corporation then doesn't have any liability. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And so after you did that, what kind of that gave you about a $700,000 or $800,000 head start on the turnaround.
Mm-hmm, right.
What were you then able to do with the business?
Well, that that freed up a lot of cash that otherwise was paying off creditors and paying off certain amounts of debt that were in the business. Basically, going forward at that time, once the balance sheet was restructured with a lower debt load, the operations were addressed, and there was expense reduction. There was reevaluation of margins and how the company was really generating profit. In other words, we increased the margins, increased productivity in areas of freight, reevaluated, as mentioned earlier, all the expenses in the company to reduce the expense level, which basically in a very short period of time stopped the bleeding, if you will, of the company and increased the company to a positive cash position.
When you say a very short period of time, what kind of time frame are you talking about? I mean, traditionally, when you're talking bankruptcy, if you would use bankruptcy as a vehicle to accomplish this, the average bankruptcy is 19 months long. How long are you talking about here?
Well, the balance sheet restructuring was completed in about 60 days, and the operations about 3 months.
So 8 to 12 weeks is about fully encompasses the turnaround.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and the positive cash flow, going from a negative cash flow to a positive cash flow, was accomplished in about an 8 week period of time also?
That's right. Yeah, it was about 2 or 3 months.
Okay. That's a pretty dramatic turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How's the company doing now? How long ago was this?
This was 2.5 years ago, and the company has continued to grow in sales. We've increased sales about 15% to 20% per year, and the company is making money and cash positive. And we're in the process now of building a new 15,000 square foot plant and acquiring additional equipment, capital equipment for the company to increase the productivity and production.
I just talked to you about this, and I wish you would share it with these people in terms of the building that you're building. You've actually secured new financing, is that correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So here's a business that only 2.5 years ago was on its last legs. As a matter of fact, let's just for a minute go back to that time. How seriously in trouble was this company?
Well, the company had the bank was ready to foreclose. The IRS was coming in regularly to make sure the company was not continuing to use current withholdings to run its business. The Department of Revenue in this particular state was ready to revocate its seller's permits and withholding permits, and creditors had multiple lawsuits. The company probably wouldn't have survived another 6 months.
So they were kind of coming at it from every direction.
Oh, yes, certainly.
And the bank, I assume, is no longer involved?
The bank, in this particular case, the bank was owed a sizable amount of money. I was able to have the bank refinance my purchase at a lesser amount, which was still in excess of the assets at auction block value, but not at that particular point. In other words, it was higher than what the bank would realize if it went to auction.
So they're still involved.
They're still involved.
They actually stayed in the boat with you, even though at the time they wanted out.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Without getting too personal, could you address your strength? Would you say that at the time that you did this as an individual, that your personal balance sheet was such that you have sterling credit and you're coming in with a lot of cash in the bank and a lot of good, solid financial backing so that most banks would stay in with you? Would that have been the case or not?
No, it wasn't. That wasn't the case. It was actually, when I purchased the company, I purchased it without any cash at all. There was no cash into the deal. And it was more of the ideas and the concepts that were used, and the banks being comfortable enough to go ahead with the deal with my involvement.
So would you say that there are extreme limitations that have to be exerted towards a buyer? In other words, a buyer has to have specific qualifications before he can consider using these methods, or are these methods pretty well universal in terms of just about anybody can use them and buy a company if they know and embrace and understand these methods?
Well, I think anybody could do it if they understand the methods and how to do it, and are able to, you know, put the bank in a certain position so they can't really say no, because if they say no, they'll get less, and they're put in a position to say yes. And and that's what happened in this case.
So it's a matter of leverage.
That's right.
Okay. Any special thoughts before we leave you in terms of recommendations or suggestions to people out there who may be thinking about buying companies or turning around their own financially troubled company?
Well, it's been done many times. Been done by myself. Take a lot of, if a lot of or any cash to do it. If you're looking to acquire companies, if you're an owner that has a troubled company, it's something that that can be done very quickly, which is really what you need to have done in a case where you have a company that is not making money. There's only so much time that the company will survive. You need an answer to resolve things very quickly. And as you mentioned earlier, bankruptcy is not something that resolves the problem quickly.
Along those lines, just two more questions that came to mind while you were talking. Cost. Are these methods costly by contrast? And specifically, I'm thinking about the fact that most people, when they're up against the wall and the IRS is pounding on the door and threatening to seize assets and seize bank accounts and levy or lien companies, and the banks are threatening foreclosure and the creditors are threatening lawsuits, owners of businesses feel very isolated, and they feel like there's no alternatives available. Knowing what you know, do you feel that there are alternatives? I mean, it just seems like when we get into these methods, it seems like there's an endless selection of alternatives when you come right down to it that most people are totally unaware of. And I'm wondering about the cost effectiveness of these alternatives versus, for example, bankruptcy or just folding the company and walking away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, bankruptcy is certainly more costly than these alternatives that we're speaking about, but also it's very time-consuming. It's a process that takes many, many months to conduct, even if it can be conducted successfully. It has a lot of regulatory requirements, adds a lot of regulatory requirements on the company when the company doesn't need any more administrative responsibilities. So overall, the process of bankruptcy is extremely expensive, extremely lengthy, and extremely burdensome on the company. And even those negative attributes of bankruptcy, it's my understanding the success rate of bankruptcy is only about 15%. So, you know, at least for myself and in my experience, it's certainly not even considered to be an alternative to a resolution to a problem of a financially troubled company, because most of the time it doesn't work.
Good point. You know, I just want to touch on one other subject because it dawned on me that it was you and I that went out to look at an acquisition about a week or so ago, and the individual who owned the company said that he knew the methods that we employed and was capable of employing those methods himself, and yet proceeded to tell us about a tax liability that he had, that he spent. Do you remember the number in terms of dollars when I asked him about that he said that he spent fighting this, the legal dollars that he spent?
A couple hundred thousand, I think.
Yeah, as I recall, it was $400,000 that he spent that a lot of people don't think about that because they come at him on an hourly rate of, you know, $150 to $300 an hour for attorney fees. And they don't think in terms of the collective sum of those dollars being spent. And this gentleman had actually spent $400,000 defending a position for a write-off that if he had just started a new corporation and purchased the assets into it, he could have avoided that whole battle, that whole legal battle.
Mm-hmm.
and saved himself almost $500,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
I just recalled that meeting. So, okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, and I know these people appreciate hearing your insight. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.